Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
This is Christine Harvin. I'm returning the call.
Could you repeat that? I couldn't hear you well.
This is Christine Harvin. I am returning a call.
Oh, hi, Christine. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Yes, I just wanted to call you regarding one visit that I have here. Was on Monday, and she clocked in, but the clocker wasn't registered, so I just wanted to confirm if she worked her full shift.
Yes, she definitely worked her full shift.
Okay. Give me 1 second to approve the visit with you on the phone. Okay, the visit is approved, so she won't have to send any time sheets. Yeah, that's why I wanted to call you. I also wanted to call you regarding Rashida. She has only been clocking in, not clocking out. And last week, she didn't clock in nor clock out. Did she work last week?
Yeah, she definitely worked. She definitely worked.
Okay.
I know that I was having some issues with the phone. Over the weekend, well, Friday, I started having issues with the phone, and
okay.
I couldn't get it handled until Monday. So I did ask her to send in a timesheet for the weekend because she couldn't clock in and out.
Okay, then.
I see. She didn't send in a timesheet?
Yeah, no, she did. I just wanted to, confirm with you.
Yeah, I didn't want her to get in any type of trouble or not get paid or anything like that.
Right, right. Yeah, and while I have you here, there's another visit actually for Sikia too. Of last week, this was Friday. She also wore her first shift.
Last week, yeah. The one thing, they do come to work. They do come. Some girls come. I got to give them that.
Okay. They have to, clock in and clock
out.
Yeah,
stressing to them that, because then when their checks is funny, I kind of hear it and it makes me think that, okay, well, let me see if I can call and help them in any kind of way, and then it don't look right. So, I did stress to them, please try to remember to clock in and out, because my family has become completely comfortable with these girls. So they kind of like a part of the family. I did stress to them about how important clocking in and out was for their money, for their pay or whatever.
Right.
So I can stress that a little bit more, but I think they just get so caught up in being around the family that they just totally forget. And I totally understand that, because my family treat them like they are part of the family. But, I will say something again to make sure that we can have less and less of this.
Yeah, okay, great. That will be, I will really appreciate that, because, it is important, and, sometimes, it has to be a two-way work, right? I can ask them the timesheets, but, sometimes I might not be able to.
Yeah,
and if
yeah.
they clock in and clock out, they won't have any trouble with their pay.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, well, Ms. Harbin, that's why I wanted to call you. Thank you so much for returning my call.
That I wanted to ask, the girls need more masks and hand sanitizer. Is it possible that I can get some?
Yes. Do they need gloves, you said, right?
Gloves, masks, and hand sanitizer, because, the mask is just necessary because of my condition and everything like that, and I just don't want to get sick.
Okay, yeah, sure. Could you remind me again the sizes for the gloves?
Size small and size medium. Zakiya needs small, and Rashida needs a medium.
Okay, then, small and medium. Okay, I'll put the note here. And while I have you here, your address still the same. No admissions to the hospital, right?
No admissions. Address still 5 West Spruce Street.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Christine, for this conversation.
Thank
and you have a great day.
You too.
Bye bye.